7 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, and that's when we normally connect with our plumbing boss, Barry Chapman. I'd say our plumbing boss because Barry's a regular on 88FM on air, and he also looks after all sorts of things like our air conditioning, which is an unusual job for a plumbing boss. but you haven't been known to occasionally when we've got problems like we're drowning in water pouring out of the air con. It's amazing. You're not supposed to have air con water coming out, you know, but you just tap the pipe and
it just all flows. The block pipe.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a question of, you know, if you know, you know. I wanted to ask you, we've had huge drama locally. Of course, everyone is affected in some way, whether it's simply that you know someone that is affected or whether you've been affected yourself. And generally speaking, when you have this kind of cataclysm, one forgets about the drainage because everything is... Where you've had a natural disaster like that, the houses are kind of damaged and the superstructure is finished. But what is happening under the ground? Those pipes must be choked.
Yeah, so that is something that is always overlooked. You know, when you have any natural disaster, as we have had, so the surface stuff is always takes top priority.
Yeah, well, you can see that, so you can attend to it, but you don't know what's going on. And the next big rain that comes, oh my word.
Yeah, then you have the problem. So specifically with the wind that we had that created so much havoc and tore people's lives apart, you do end up with a lot of debris and stuff like that going down the drains. And unfortunately, with that kind of wind that we had, you end up with a hell of a lot more solid objects that go down. So not necessarily just the leaves and a few little sticky branches and some sand that goes down. You end up with bricks and shards of roof sheets and wood and all sorts of things like that, which can be quite challenging to get out. Fortunately, we as Chapman Plumbing and the drain specialist have the right equipment to bash and crack most of that stuff up.
And to locate where the blockages are.
Yeah, we use the cameras with the frequency locator on the end of it, so you can see what the problem is and then pinpoint exactly where it is. And if it's something that is where it's damaged the pipe or something like that, you can open up like a 1 meter by 1 meter and remove that section of pipe, replace it and close up. So you're minimizing the effect on your client's life and garden as well.
So it's something to bear in mind, folks. If you have been affected, or if you know someone personally that has been hammered and you know, obviously helping to reestablish their homestead and their lifestyle, bear in mind that there are probably going to be issues, subterranean plumbing issues that need attention. And if you need someone specifically with the expertise and the equipment to deal with it, Chapman Plumbing would be the way to go. Now, I wanted to ask you another question, which is in a sense related to that. I saw recently a documentary that included leak detection on swimming pools where they use dye, little kind of...
Little droppers.
Yes, and to see if the dye is disappearing in a crack, and you can tell immediately. Is that do as well?
We do, yeah. So all things really hit your head against the concrete wall.
I mean, it's not obviously a plumbing type job, but thinking about it, it is.
It falls within the scope of leak detection. Yeah. So majority of, if we're testing the piping system and everything in a swimming pool, that's relatively simple and easy for us. But now if we're going down the lines of testing the light fittings and checking the aim flows and checking the weir, rim flows are the devil.
Are they?
Those things always leak. That's where the little dropper with the dye comes in. And you have to have a very still surface of water, slowly get like drop an arm down into the pool, wait for the water to stop swirling, and then you drop little drops of dye out around the specific fittings and see whether that dye is then drawn in around that fitting, because that's where it would be leaking from.
And so typically, how much water could you lose in that sort of instance? I'm talking about a fitting at an obscure light fitting that is leaking. Would it be substantial?
We had a client that had an automatic top up in their swimming pool. Their light fitting was leaking. They ended up with a 50,000 rand water bill.
As much as that, hey?
Yeah.
That so literally you can't ignore a leak in a pool.
And that's why auto top ups in a swimming pool are also risky things to have.
Especially if you're an absentee landlord, you just leave it to the machinery and it's going to sort it out.
It's going to fill it up because you don't actually notice, and you don't know that the auto top up is actually topping up because they generally under the
full
water. Yeah. It's full. You don't really hear it. The pool pump's running. You don't hear it.
Wow.
So it just tops up. You look at the pool. The pool's full. Glorious. It's doing what it needs to do. But you don't actually realize that the water's leaking out into the ground and disappearing beyond.
And there's also another issue when it comes to leaking into the ground. It's presumably that water, if it's substantial, is doing some sort of damage to the substructure of either the pool or the walls or the foundations. It's got to be eroding something.
Well, yeah. I mean, if your sandy soils, it washes the fines out. Your clay soils, you then have expansion and contraction of the soils. Any sort of movement on any foundation or soils is not fantastic. So it all depends on the construction of your swimming pool as well as to whether you're going to have a result of it, any damages from it. But majority of swimming pools are constructed pretty damn well to withstand any of that kind of movement.
I ask the question because there is always in the North Coast region, and we're very grateful for it, influx of newcomers buying property or building, and a lot of those new builds tend to be on soils that maybe are recently or newly compacted and possibly subject to the vagaries of water that starts to flow when it's not supposed to, etc. So one should be particularly aware of these things. If you are contemplating buying into a property that has an existing pool, would you offer the service of coming out to look at it? I mean, I know there are specialist pool people that do these things, but I'm thinking they would be looking more at the, not so much the leak necessarily.
So we do offer it to our clients as well. We've had, over the years, we've had a number of clients that want to purchase a house. They'll contact us and say to us, Barry, please, can you and a team come around past the house? We just want to meet the agent there. We want you to go look through it, have a look in the roof, check the geysers, check the piping.
I think that's terribly important because you'd be able to see straight away if there's a problem with the geyser, you're starting to see the signs that it's about to go, and likewise testing the water pressure, you would know if there's something amiss there. And then the pool is very important. I mean, that uses a lot of water if there's a problem.
100%. And then also working in the industry for so many years, you then pick up on things like, we had a client that we went to go do an inspection at a house that he had actually recently purchased. And I came out of the roof and I said to him, you need to phone an electrician. You've got major problems in the roof. So over the years of working with the other specific trades, you get to see how things are supposed to be done. Regulation-wise, that's not my forte. But you get to see what good practice is.
Mm-hmm.
So you go into a roof and some other person's replaced the geyser and he's cut out the king post out of the truss because he needs to fit the geyser in. So you climb on the roof and you go, whoa, okay, here we got a problem. We need to get the roofing oaks in here to come and brace the roof and everything.
So it just goes to show a little bit of cautionary spend getting it properly checked out in the first place can save you a fortune down the line.
100%. We had a colleague in the Eastern Cape that did an inspection on a geyser in a roof, and the drip tray overflow pipe needs a fall from the geyser. Now, instead of raising the geyser up so the guy could get the fall, he cut 7 trusses. And these are load-supporting trusses, and he cuts from 70% to 90% of the truss away, gone. That was the load-bearing part, and it was trusses that the geyser was actually sitting on as well. So the guy climbed in the roof, and thank goodness he noticed it, because if he had stood on those trusses, he probably would have been down on top with the whole roof on top of him. But these are the things that people are doing. People are employing unskilled, unqualified people to carry out tasks because it's cheaper.
And if you can't see it, you don't know that it's happened.
And it ends up costing them a hell of a lot more in the long run because of the damage that gets caused.
This goes to show. We talk regularly with Barry Chapman about plumbing-related issues, and it's not always about the obvious. Sometimes it goes a little deeper than that, but it does prove the point that if you are considering a major purchase like a house or any kind of property, a very good idea to get your plumbing checked out, because that's, you know, one sometimes hears about, you get a building maintenance guy to come out and have a quick look. But plumbing is very specific, I think.
Do you have a septic tank or not? I've had clients that have bought houses that have gone on like normal because they've come from Waterborne and now they're living on a septic tank and all the jicks and bleaches and all these funny things, and your kills 99% of germs, and then everything blocks up and backs up, and they go, help, and you go out there and they actually got a septic tank,
and they didn't know because they moved in from Joburg to Salt Rock, and hello,
yes,
so many of those properties are on septic tank. Is it not something that's supposed to be declared in the when you're buying a property?
I think it is supposed to be,
but maybe they just don't read the documents.
I think some of the people that actually own their houses don't know that they have septic tanks in them.
Who knows? Hey? This is a peculiar thing. But you can find out all about the property that you're looking at. And if you're going to sell a property as well, maybe not a bad idea to get someone like Barry in or his team to give it the once over. Then you know you're buying or selling with complete peace of mind that you're not going to come 100%. At the end of the exercise with get hit by another one of the, you should have known about these things. And now you're on the line for the repairs. Barry, lovely chatting to you, and
we will catch up
again in a week's time with our friend Barry Chapman, the boss, the plumbing boss from Chapman Plumbing.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your list. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.